From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The University of California is no stranger to protests over wars, tuition hikes, budget cuts, you name it. But the 10-campus system is seeing a different kind of revolt this week. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it is a resounding rejection of the university's new logo.
Since 1868, the University of California has been represented, visually speaking, by a seal featuring a star shining on an open book and the script, "Let there be light." But there's not much light when the seal is replicated on a piece of apparel or in a digital field. Say, for example, a Twitter icon, says UC's marketing communications director, Jason Simon.
When it's used, you know, at the size of less than a dime, you don't get any of that detail.
Several months ago, the university unveiled a new, sleeker, and more modern logo. It's a large C in a stylized blue U-shape topped with the silhouette of an open book. In one version, the C is solid. In another, it's a gradient C, which appears to be moving or fading.
I said it looked like a Swedish flag being flushed down the toilet.
It would be an understatement to say that the new UC logo is being panned on the internet.
I have to tell you, it looks like kind of a minor league American soccer logo, rather than the logo of a very proud educational institution.
I hate to say it, but it reminds me of a tampon brand, maybe, something that's young and fresh and sort of supposed to be discreet.
To me, it's bad graphics, it's bad politics, it's bad marketing, it's just bad.
Those are the opinions of Cal alums and students Aaron Beatty, David Peterson, Britton Trozzi, and Douglas Saunders. Some, if not all, are among the more than 53,000 people who have signed an online petition asking the university to withdraw the new logo. The reaction has caught UC officials off guard. Marketing communications director Jason Simon says the logo has been out nearly 9 months, so it's not really new.
It's been on websites. It's been on a mobile tour that we moved throughout the state. You know, we engaged 60,000 people in those things. So my only surprise really is not necessarily the reaction. It's that we're just getting this reaction now.
And Simon says the university never intended for the new logo to replace the old seal, which will still appear on diplomas. And he says the university has no plans to withdraw the much maligned logo. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.